Hey
Hey
guys!
Welcome back to another episode of
Wine and
Wine Whispers. So I don't know about you.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about me.
But I don't like being here.
What do you mean?
Not here.
What do you mean?
I don't like being here as an adult.
What do you mean? What happened? Tell me. Explain it to me.
Nothing. I just don't like adulting and people are annoying.
Oh yeah, we had this episode. Adulting is the worst hood in the freaking world.
But at the same time, one of the best parts about adulting is having free therapy in my best friend.
But there's two different types of therapy. There's the person that's gonna hype you up even though you're wrong, and then there's the one that's gonna tell you the truth even though you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I need you to be both at all times.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. I need my friends to be both at all times. I need you to hype me up and at the same time be like, girl, you know that's not possible.
Right.
But fuck it, let's do it.
So it's funny that you say that, right? So if you do anything for yourself to watch a movie, okay, it's a Tyler Perry movie, but don't get skeptical on me, okay? I watched it this weekend while I was
Doing your
in
thing.
doing my thing in the salon. And everybody who watched it with me, I've watched it maybe like four or five times. But because my back is to it, I can hear it, but I don't visually see it. So watching it over and over again, every now and then when I'm glancing, I catch things I couldn't catch before. So don't come at me if I'm on repetition. But it's the cutest movie, and her girlfriends are an exact version of what we just said.
What's the movie?
Finding Joy. It's on V Prime Video.
I've seen this movie.
It's not, it's brand new. It's the Christmas movie, non-Christmas movie.
Where is it?
Prime Video.
Okay, I just want to go save it and like
Tyler
it.
Perry's Finding Joy. It's actually a really good movie. It does not have Tyler Perry. Like the snippets of it, you like, okay, this is Tyler Perry. But other than that, you do not know it's a Tyler Perry movie.
Who's in this that I would like?
Aaliyah, the singer, Aaliyah.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
It is funny. It's cute. Just the moment, mom, or whoever you, whatever you're into, dad. Or non-mom, non-dad, whatever. Whatever you do. Just take a quick, what did I think? It's like, I think it's just under 2 hours.
It's 1 hour and 47 minutes.
Right. I did an entire person from start to finish with
Makes sense.
design.
Makes sense.
And she was like, I'm gonna go home and watch it again because some parts of it, obviously, we were doing things so you couldn't hear everything.
Okay.
But it is the exact version of friendship you need.
A little bit of everything.
Yes.
I
You have
need
that friend
you.
who's got that reckless mouth and he's gonna, a little aggressive. And then you have the one that's like, let me come at this in a softer approach.
Absolutely.
But both times, it's telling you the same thing.
So let's uncork
And
and
unwind.
unwine. Because we definitely didn't say that. Okay,
Yes.
so I'm gonna watch that movie one.
Okay.
But yes, I will say that I think you sent it to me. It was how women vent to each other and they literally help lower your cortisol levels. And I cackle.
It's true.
But as I literally, we were just talking, right? I literally had something come up. I'm fucking annoyed. So then I text my husband. Hey, I'm so fucking annoyed. Da 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 da. I don't fucking understand. And he just goes, I'm sorry. Bitch, I don't need you to be sorry.
No, I need you to be upset with me.
Right. Meanwhile, I go to you and you were just like, well, what the fuck? Why did that even happen? And I was like, yeah, see, do that with me.
Like, why would you not communicate this information? Like, at the last
Right.
second,
Ex
really?
exactly. Come on. Empathize with me. Commiserate with me. That's what I need in the moment.
Commiserate. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Clock that tea. Commiserate with me. Like, hello. I'm sorry.
Not the sorry, not sorry, but sorry.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? I think they're all like that because that's the same reaction I would get out of, like,
So fucking
are there
annoying.
some men that would probably try to have solutions with you? Yeah, we're not talking about those. We're talking about the ones that are just like, oh, sorry to hear that. And then there's crickets. It's like,
Right,
sir.
nothing.
Meanwhile, when they're upset,
They want you to send them a
and this
whole
is why girlfriends
paragraph.
matter. This is why girlfriends matter.
This is.
Oh wait, I just saw it. I should have sent it. I didn't send it. It was something on
yes,
the girlfriends, like the show Girlfriends, and what it taught us about girlfriends. Hold on.
How sometimes you have to set boundaries because the Tonys in your life be stepping all over you. We're not talking about that though. Tracy, if you want to be my best friend, I'll be your best friend. Keeping.
I think I found it.
I'm ready.
Yep. What girlfriends taught us about friendship. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cherish your tribe. Real friends celebrate you and call you out when needed. First thing that they said, right?
Literally.
I'm gonna put it and slide it through for us, okay? Laugh through the chaos. Life's messy. Laughing together makes the tough times lighter. Embrace differences. Friendships thrive when you value different perspectives and personalities.
Okay.
Support each other's dreams. Encourage each other's hustle, career, and self-growth. Forgive and move forward. Arguments happen. True friendship means forgiving and growing together.
Absolutely.
And then the last one, sisterhood lasts. Through ups, downs, wins, and heartbreak, friendship endures. I'm going to post it so as I'm reading it, you can see the slide through.
Well, swipe. Swipe, swipe, swipe.
Swipe, swipe, swipe.
So.
I'll put it so we can also put in our stories.
Okay. You know, I definitely agree with all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And. Girlfriend. Yeah. Girlfriend. So. I think that it's so funny because sometimes I feel like we take our girlfriends for advantage. For advantage, at advantage, with advantage, whatever. We take them at advantage.
For granted.
For granted. It wasn't coming to me. I want you to know I was not finding the phrase.
Do you need a little more?
Yes. Obviously, I need more.
We have a mimosa. Orange blood. Blood orange. Orange blood.
Sure. It's delicious, y'all. It's from Costco. Go get you some. And it was cheap. Not it was and it was cheap.
And it was, listen, if there's one thing that I miss is Two Buck Chuck.
Who? Two Buck Chuck.
What?
So Trader Joe's, they had Two Buck Chuck.
What is that?
$2 wine. It's now $5.
Two Buck Chuck. So it's like a nip bottle.
No.
Ooh, did I just spray you?
You did.
Where did it come from? My hand.
No, it was,
don't waste it, don't waste it.
It was
not that we waste liquor here.
No, it was a bottle of wine. It was Two Buck Chuck.
Mm.
Why was it called Two?
Have you all fucked up, huh?
No.
Usually they do. No, those types.
It was delicious. Listen, Two Buck Chuck was the vibe. So what I remember, looping back to friendship. What I remember about Two Buck Chuck. I don't know why it was Two Buck Chuck. Oh, it's because the wine brand was called Charles
Shaw.
And so it was Two Buck Chuck because his name was Charles. And Chuck is the nickname for Charles. I understand now. I never knew that. So thinking back to, I definitely have gone back in college. We would get Two Buck Chuck with the girls. And we would sit around and we would play Phase 10, we would play Uno, and that was just like, out of all the chaos. That was
girls' night.
Out of all the chaos that was happening, that was what we decided to do to enjoy our life.
What did we do? I think we just hung around and ate and watched. You know what? That was when Madea.
I'm so mad at you. We just hung around and
yeah,
ate.
We hung around and ate, and that's when Tyler Perry.
Why? He's Tyler playing. Perry.
There's a theme here, I guess. I don't know. He's coming around. This is before he was still doing the Chitlin' circuit, where it was you had if someone had the DVD, the either the DVD or the VHS. Don't y'all come for me. We would all huddle around because it was suite style living. So if they had the TV in the living room, we all get our blankets and our popcorn and our food and whatever.
Cuddle up,
and we watch the Madea.
Yes, Madea.
The original ones before they turned into movies.
Yes, Madea. Mm-hmm. I remember Madea. Madea had it, yo.
So the plays when you know how they're using the soundtrack from Did She See Us? We watched that on VHS, the original.
Did She See Us?
Yeah, you see me? I see you.
I see you.
Yeah. It wasn't none of it wasn't in a movie. It was definitely on stage, recorded.
Oh God, yo. The joy that you just brought me. Absolutely.
That's what we did. And if it wasn't that, it was a frat night. It was Thursday frat night, party night. So if it wasn't a party on campus, we were going to the frats.
Listen, that's how it should be.
Yep.
So you know they say that we need a girl's night every 22 days to feel our best.
Mm-hmm.
So once a month.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum.
At minimum.
We need a girl's night.
Okay. Well, ours isn't really girl's night. It's a girl's day.
It's a girl something.
It's a girl something.
Okay, fine.
Because when we did that night, I definitely was yawning on you.
You were.
I was.
It's okay.
I was mommy tired.
But I definitely had her out past her bedtime. At this point, I've had a few of my friends out past their bedtime. And it's just me. And I'm the one not yawning. First off, I just want to say that my 20-year-old friend should not be yawning past 10 p.m.
Not if she's waking up early. To go to work and then...
No, I wasn't yawning when I was 9 to 5 and still going out to drink after dance.
You're a different caliber. We are a different caliber. I have to send that to you. Did you see the thing where the lady said Aries... She wasn't an Aries herself. She said, but Aries, they get a bad rap and they're the best people on earth. Talk about that right now because y'all couldn't handle. But, yeah, they're the ones that like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. We are. We're a different caliber. We have the energy. We're going to go for it.
You should still be able to hang with me. 20-something-year-olds. Say what you gotta say.
Let them get a nap before they go out, okay? I don't care how old they are. I don't care how old. Let them get a nap before.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. It's definitely. Whatever. It's the mimosa. But I don't know if you noticed. As of late, when I'm drinking.
You have been yawning.
Yeah.
No, I have noticed.
Yeah, it's relaxing me.
I peeped it. Is it relaxing you or it am is... I just a relaxing aura?
You're the relaxing aura.
Yo, the shade I just felt.
No shade. I promise you no shade.
But it was a side eye I just got.
It was just me just saying, yeah, you're the relaxing aura.
Don't placate me. I love you so much. Don't placate.
There we go. I would have played with this all episode until I get it. You know that.
I know.
Okay.
You know you were saying something, right?
I was?
You were.
Okay.
Take a nap, no matter the age. You don't know what people are.
Exactly.
No, you didn't finish them.
So she might have started work early in that day, like woke up early to work out maybe and then get herself together, go to work, have a full, maybe a very eventful day where people pissed her the fuck off. And then she's tired.
It was a Saturday.
Don't do that.
And we all know my Saturdays.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that to her. Again.
Love you.
You have a different energy. You do. I have yet to come across, and I'm not about to make this about zodiacs, but I am, an Aries that is not full of energy. And it's hard for them to wire down.
Well, I never wire down. That's
right.
I always have an issue.
They're either early birds and even at night, even though they're tired, they can't wire down, or they're night owls.
But I can wake up early if I need to.
Right. But you still.
So I'm cackling. So you know how when you're with different people, different energy comes out, right? All the time, every day. Denise and I had to meet mad early one day. 7:30 in the morning. What was our call time? 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
So call time was 8 o'clock. First off, Denise was there at 7:30, and I was just trying to get my life together to meet her there. All right, bet. So I roll in at 7:50. I definitely may have or may have not got lost for a hot second and passed her car and not realizing it. We're not talking about it. But at the same notion, I walked out, and I was ready to bust a wine with her. At 7:55
yeah,
in the
we
morning.
Literally were walking, busting a wine, and my poor child was just like, why are you guys so embarrassing like this?
Oh, right, just staring at us like we had two heads and we were crazy. But mind you, when you're with the people who have great energy, the great energy is just there. So we busting a wine, right?
Where did I see or hear that, or did I say this to Anella? Or did you say this to me? Where your friends should not be draining you. No, they're not your friends if they're draining you. They're your friends if they're pouring back into you.
I don't know where, who, what, when, but I've definitely seen that. The friends who don't drain your battery.
Right. And then you slowly start to meld. Did I go past the mic? You slowly start.
He was like, where is it? Find it. Find it.
Mm-hmm. It's not my job to find that.
I want you to know my brain said that. And I was like,
doosh. And that's exactly what I was about to say. You start melting into the other person and thinking and saying things the same.
Stop.
Because I said it while you thought it.
I did. And I didn't want to say it out loud, but you said it for me. So is that, are you saying that happens because?
There's a synchronicity that takes place. There's a rewiring that takes place. Finishing each other's sentences. Dressing alike. That's why did you guys make fun of this when you were working corporate too? Where sometimes people will come to work dressed in the same color code or color block.
Yo, me and my girl did that.
Yeah, and it was like you guys were succinct and didn't even know how succinct you were.
Nah, we walk in both wearing mustard yellow and I'd be like, okay, it looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll roll with it.
Yeah.
That's like girls period thinking.
Yeah. I think it all has to do with the pheromone. Like, you know, like, if they, you know, being part of a pack.
Oh, because we're part of a pack, we're sinking? Okay. Ooh, that's what a pack does. Say how. I haven't had enough to side-eye me like that. I'm just saying. So, we've gone in sync a few times.
A lot.
Don't do that. It is not a lot.
A lot.
Besides the ba-doop-shoom, sometimes we cackle together.
Ow.
Oh, yeah, we did
do
that.
We whisper together.
Well, we wait. To be fair, it wasn't instantaneous. And we worked out. Oh, no, but the first time we did it was instantaneous.
And then all the shenanigans. Giddy.
Ew.
Right. All of the shenanigans that takes place. Even when we're not on camera.
Listen, we haven't done anything.
To the point where my husband has looked at us both and he was like, what the fuck just happened?
He has done that.
Right.
Has.
Oh.
We do. But that's how you know you're with the right person.
Right. But does it happen with all my friends? No.
I'm just around her a lot.
And then we could talk with our eyes. She avoids me, but I need to lock eyes. Because I need to know I'm not the only one experiencing, seeing, or hearing these things.
Yes, but I can't lock eyes with
you. I have to. And Tiffany be ignoring me, too.
Because otherwise, we're going to laugh.
She'd be looking at me like, don't look at me. I got to lock eyes with somebody.
No, because then I'm going to laugh, and then I can't control it. And then where is my laughter going? In the public. Well, Nikita, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know that's how I became friends with Ray.
What did y'all walk eyes on?
That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day in terms of why my daughter had to do kindergarten twice. But anyway, the first year that she was in kindergarten was the first year that I met Ray.
Okay.
And we went to an open house. Like, school just started. It was like the first couple of weeks of school. And you come in, you meet the teachers and everybody. Like, damn, you make me feel bad for not even finishing that far. Anywho, and we sat down. There was nowhere else to sit, so I asked if I could sit with her. She was like, yeah, sure, come sit. And I heard the accent. I was like, ooh, my Caribbean people. Great.
Right? Immediately, he was like, hey, boo, how are you?
Right. So they're going around and they're asking the parents to write their email so this way they can have a form of communication for them. And one parent proceeds to say, she goes, I don't do emails. I don't do anything electronic. And I just was like, And I turned and I looked and she locked eyes with me. And from then, and mind you, we didn't say nothing to each other other than it's okay.
Eyes.
It was nothing other than, yeah, you can sit down here. And I turned around, I looked around the room and I locked eyes with her. Almost like a, fuck she just say?
I just did literally.
And then afterwards, we just started talking and we just cackling. Like literally, like we've been friends forever. Because something's just like, what?
Because the audacity that this lady said, I don't do email in this digital fucking world.
And it wasn't like it was like early 2000s. I'm talking about like, how old is she now?
It was in the teens.
6 years ago. 6 years ago.
20-something.
2018.
It was in the teens. That's all I know. 2015 and later.
2017, because Mimi was born 2018.
So everything and is digital. And I wasn't pregnant yet.
I wasn't. So it's 2017.
But everything's digital at this point. So, like, what shenanigans are you saying? I don't do email.
No. No. And what made matters worse, right? She was a professor at a local county college.
Listen.
Ma'am.
Listen.
Ma'am.
Listen. You do email, ma'am, because all your college students email you. So you do email. You just don't want
to
get
email. She probably is one of the ones that forced them to do office hours in person. But anywho, that's just to go to show. Sometimes when the energies be energy and the vibes be vibing, roll with it.
Absolutely roll with it. Just accept it. If someone's not taking your energy, your social battery isn't being depleted, that's the person you just need to be with.
Right.
In that instance, your social battery was lifted. It was given a boost of energy.
I was like, someone who understands my plight.
Exactly. Because who is this heifer?
I be loving those reels where they says, if you were for $1,000, for $1,000,000.
It's me.
If for $1,000,000, if you had to be stuck doing this or had to be stuck in a place for a month or whatever, or you couldn't have access to da-da-da-da-da. Yesterday, I sent it to my sister. It was something, one of those crazy things. And I looked at her. Oh, lived in a house and at the end of the week, you get, like, think $2.5 million or something like that, or $5 million. I turned around, looked at her, I said, bitch, if we don't get along, you go to the next room, you cool it out, we come back in the middle.
That is not what you said.
She looked at me, she goes, yeah. I said, listen, as long as you say, hey, I cook for you, we good? She made, oh my God, I don't know, listen.
Not if you cook for me.
We both have our strengths. My sister, I would be happy as can be if I never cooked again, if my sister cooked all day. I know she enjoys it. So it's not like it's a labor of, like, disgust to have to cook. She enjoys it.
It's a labor of love.
Yes, for her. She enjoys seeing people eating her food, right? It's her thing. Why she doesn't open a restaurant, I don't know. But anywho. So, I was like, listen, you can be mad at me. And then if you want to break the ties, I either bake you something or you can cook me something. And we can we make up.
So I want you to know that I love that she said this because she literally sent me, she being she right here, literally sent me this the other day.
What?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't know, it's in my pictures. You get paid $1,000,000 to live here but you have to live with your first at, and it's me. And I was like, bet, bitch, where are we going? Literally, I was like, where are we going?
Oh, I screenshot the at?
Yes. And I'm literally
but
first.
Guess who's second? Dre.
It don't matter. I was first. So where are we going, bitch? Let's go. We gonna split the million. Call
it's
day.
It's a pretty mansion.
It is. I'll put it here so you can see it. But yeah. Where are we going? What we doing? I'ma be there.
Listen.
Happily. Give me a book. I love the ones that say you have to go in a mansion and you have to go live on an island with no phone and no internet and all of that good stuff. And I'm like, bet, give me a library and a boombox. That's all I fucking need.
Right. Happy as can be.
Happy as can be. And if you want to give me a person, sure, I'll happily take a person who doesn't deplete my energy.
Right.
The person who understands that, ooh, she in a mood.
I'm going to walk away and go somewhere else.
Because you literally did that to me, what was it, last week? I had a headache, and I was quiet, which I'm not always quiet. Sometimes I am, but I was quieter than normal.
Yeah.
And you looked at me and was like, what's wrong? You had the whole sucking of teeth. What's wrong? And I was just like,
I have a headache.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, okay, sit down. I got it. Whatever I was doing, sit down.
You first of all,
mind your business.
She was trying to change. No, I got to tell them this.
Mind your business.
No. She was trying to change the battery in the smoke detector in the ceiling. Now, we both know both of us are short, but one of us is shorter.
Mind your business.
One of us is shorter. So even with the ladder, I don't know what she thought she was doing.
I was hoping that I could reach.
Typically, I can reach, but her ceilings are a little bit higher than normal. So I couldn't reach. I would have did it for her. But
it's still beeping.
Yeah. But she really thought she was doing something, guys, no, with the headache.
I want you to know that in my mind, I was going to reach and it was going to be no problem. And I said, I got this. Mind your business. Mind your business with my headache and all.
Pinky up. Oh!
I'm gonna need for you to get it together.
But I use, okay, so I use that, that determination, right, of the vibes and people pouring into you instead of depleting you. I use that as an example for my daughter because this is the social scary time where they are literally trying to find their clique, find their niche, find their people, yep, right?
All the time.
And so she comes with the stories, and I'm not going to divulge because that is our secrecy, right? And, you know, she shares it with both of us because we created a safe space for her.
Absolutely.
But I'm consistently just sitting there quietly, and the only feedback I can provide without her feeling like I'm not listening or I'm just giving her a mom response is, why does it matter to you? Right? If you're not having these conversations, why does it matter to you? And friendships should not be hard. If you feel nervous to say and be your free self around that person, then that's not a friendship at all. And a perfect example is that is those little girls, right, who have these sleepovers and then unfortunately they end up on the news that, you know, they've passed away or they were harmed or they were injured or whatever have you. Or like the girl who went to Mexico with her friends and did not come back. She was unalived, right?
Yeah.
Friendships should not be hard.
No.
And when you should feel, oh, she had mentioned to me, she was like, I get butterflies. And it was after Monsters.
Yeah.
And I was like, sometimes you get butterflies around people. I was like, when I get to see certain people and I mention the people,
yep,
and Nikita included, hey, I'm like, I get butterflies around them. That means I know that I'm going to be around good energy. Like they're going to power me up like a Mario brother or something, like, right?
Not a Mario brother.
I was watching that too. Don't judge me.
I'm not. I love it.
But yeah, and that was a key indicator, right? So it's not just girlfriend friendships, but male and female friendships too. So for a long time, Andre and I were actually truly friends. And that's, I think, that's what held me, correct, tethered for a while. Because I'm like, but there's a friendship that was there. And I don't, absolutely, want to lose that friendship in him. Even though I was feeling like, sir. Right? And so I said that in our very, very first session. And the therapist caught on to it, but he didn't understand it. And I was like, I don't get butterflies when you come home anymore.
But you should.
Right. You wanna and he didn't understand that. He was like, what do you mean? And the therapist looked at me. He was like, she gets excited knowing you were coming home, that she's going to be around you.
And you're not.
She's not feeling
energy.
That anymore. That's big.
It is. She should have that same energy.
Right.
The butterflies, the happiness. The...
Right. Like, oh, he's home. He's
right.
Coming home. Even if we had a bad day, I still get excited that he's coming home. Because even that means we're either going to talk it out,
right,
or, you know, we'll forget that the argument happened. And that's probably why we shouldn't, because that's probably the dust you brush underneath the rug.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But either way, I should be feeling some type of excitement. Right.
Absolutely.
Like the excitement my daughter, like Mimi, because I don't finish turning the key in the door. Mommy's home. Like,
Mommy!
You know, like that's the excitement you should have around people who pour into you.
Absolutely.
Like a dog. Not a bad way in a dog. Not a dog.
So, you know when you have your butterflies,
mm-hmm,
you feel it. Oh, my shoe is falling. You have the energy that you have with people.
Mm-hmm.
You have the synchronicities. Is that what you said?
Synchronicities.
Okay. Do you think that when you're losing the friendship, do you notice when the synchronicities will not be there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Do you really? I don't think I know.
Yeah. Because you can't get a read on the person, right? And I'm going through the experience I had with Dre, right?
Okay.
Where they may be frustrated and flustered about something else,
mm-hmm,
but you're reading it as if it's referencing to you.
Oh, but
at least that's what I experienced. Right, like if okay, let's say differently, right?
Yeah.
Like last week, you said you weren't feeling well, right?
Okay.
if I felt like there was the energy was off or the synchronicity mm-hmm. was off, a level of what you said, I would not have belief in it. You, even though you have a headache,
yes,
but because the synchronicity is off, I'd be like, does she really have a headache, or is she just saying like she's going to be bothered by me?
Okay, I understand now. I wasn't right? picking it up at first. Okay.
Yeah. I think that happens to some. Or another way of it is sometimes we like how you were able to you were thinking it and I said it out loud, finishing each other's sentences isn't there because you're thinking of a completely different thing versus what I'm thinking of. Right? Like I would be like, oh, well, such as and you'd be like, well, I wasn't thinking that at all. I was thinking this. Da-da-da-da-da. There's a level of not being in tuned taking place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thinking about you and Dre, because we were just talking about it. I know that you guys went through friends, butterflies all the time. You mentioned that you didn't have the butterflies. Then how do you fix it so that you have butterflies again?
It's not easy. Mm-hmm. But you have to tell the other person how you're feeling. You have to tell the other person the perception of what you're getting and how their mannerisms, gestures, reactions is being seen by you and vice versa. Mm-hmm. For them to be more mindful, like, okay, that was not my intent. That, you know, my intention is not to be this way, to act this way, or whatever. But you also have to be mindful, like, hey, maybe I I'm overthinking, like step back. Like, am I overthinking this? Is this what they're really thinking? Give them some space. They'll come to me when they're ready. Like being able to recognize signs on both sides.
Okay. That seems fair. That seems logical. And fair.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the same thing that you would do with a friendship. If you wanted to keep the friendship
right.
moving forward.
Right. Give them space. Sometimes they just they need the space and they come when they're ready because.
Not they come when they're ready.
Yeah, because sometimes there's a fear of embarrassment. Even though you know the person won't, but they're still like, you know, you're human, right? Fear of embarrassment, fear of being judged is big, you know? And then there's a level of admission that needs to happen. Admission of whatever.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to know that I fully understand what you're saying. I'm picking it up.
But?
I'm definitely the person where I'm just like, if I did something or you feel like I did something to you, and I know every friendship is different, I think you need to just tell me because I guarantee I don't know what I did. I guarantee I don't know how I made you feel. I guarantee that I probably don't have any embarrassment or shame. I just, it went over my head. So.
Whereas, I don't know if you noticed, there was something you did one time, and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it that way. And you probably weren't even... You okay? Oh. It wasn't until then I realized she didn't even realize it.
Nope. No idea.
Like, sometimes I watch our videos, and don't come for me, guys, because I've recognized it. Sometimes I watch our video... Sometimes I watch our videos,
okay,
and if you don't know us, like the other day, what was it? When I did the Janet Jackson last week.
Okay.
Right? I didn't even, like, I'll say something. Oh, like, that's such and such. I'm not trying to belittle her or diminish her knowledge of something. I'm not trying to say in a sarcastic tone. I'm just like, yeah, it's such and such. But I, looking back on camera, it looks as if I'm like.
Like, duh, bitch.
Right.
Meanwhile, my face is probably like, oh, word, tell me more about it because I have no idea.
Right.
I've
come to realize that after the fact that, like, after saying something. That I'm just excited and I share it.
Yes.
And sometimes insert foot into mouth. I've been doing that a lot lately. Or I'm just like, I'm so excited to share.
Yes.
That I don't even realize it. And again, you know who else I see does the same thing, who does it in an excitement and doesn't mean to be
really. Big one.
Yeah.
I love how I knew where you were going with that before you even finished that statement. You're a big one.
Yeah.
Because she does. She gets so excited.
She gets so excited and then it comes off aggressive, but it's not. It really isn't. It's excitement.
She can't help herself and she can't contain it and it's just got to go.
Yeah. And she already has a strong personality. So sometimes for some people, that's why it's hard for people with those types of energies and that personality to make friends because people see them as aggressive. Yeah. But there really aren't. They're probably the sweetest people in the world, and they're just, they're overly overjoyed, comes off as aggression.
They're big ass teddy bears.
They are. That's and all. Sensitivo. Big time. Big time sensitivo. But that's not what I meant.
So she was saying something the other day, and I looked at her, and I was like, pause. Aren't you sensitive? And she said, yeah. I was like, so the way you just said that, which I'm sure is how you said it in real life in the moment, comes off kind of mean.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, and she was just like, but I didn't mean to. I said, no, I know you didn't mean to. I didn't take it that way because I know you. But as a person who's going through the same emotions that you're going through because they're also a preteen, it comes off a little aggressive, boo. And so, you know how sometimes you get a little sensitive? They get sensitive, too.
Right.
She just looked at me and was just like, damn, why is she right? Let me brush this under the rug and talk about something else.
Mm-hmm. But real friends will call you out. And or the friends that understand you won't get offended.
No, because I don't get offended.
I still apologize, though.
But do you notice that?
I've done that to Tiffany, too. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that to come out that way.
And she has no idea because it's gone over her head because we don't take it that way. We're just like, what? What are you apologizing for? Oh, okay, yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, we don't pick it up at all. We just keep it pushing. You have to really... At least for me, you need to do something so obscure, not obscure, so out of pocket, so like coming from left field for me to be like, hey, yo, bitch, I'm not one of your little friends and we not playing this game. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It doesn't happen very often. I can't even think of the last time like with one of my real friends when I got into a real argument.
Yeah. I've gotten into arguments with friends, and I have to remember that it's not my sister, so I can't yell and curse the same way. So I have to come from the approach of a gentle response. Because I'm not trying to argue with you where we're yelling and screaming. I don't want it to be a yelling match. I want it to be where we both take a deep breath and reevaluate what went wrong in our thought process of understanding each other.
Okay.
So that's where I come from. But if that person is not open and willing to hear it, and because they're seeing red... Mm-hmm. Then I say, you know what? Let's take a moment.
Let's take a moment. Please give that face too.
Well, I mean, you can't see me. So it's usually a text or phone.
Oh. Let's take a We're going to come back.
We're going to circle back. We'll spin the block.
Meanwhile, I'm the person we're like, nah, fuck that. Let's talk real quick. We're not circling back to shit. You know, you pissed me the fuck off. My friends definitely know that at this point. They know that I'm a whole pirate with rum. And they expect the pirate to come out of me at all times. You know, I'm getting lower and lower.
I noticed. I'm like, why am I sitting so high?
I was reaching for my shoe. Sorry.
Mm.
So I sent you this post the other day. Or maybe you sent it to me. Or maybe we sent it to each other by accident.
Twice.
Right. And I want
Why are you
to,
laughing?
Because I would do this in a heartbeat. And I feel like you would join me. The average person changes career about 5 to 7 times throughout their life. Like, you already know where this is going.
No, I know.
She does. It's still not too late for you and your besties to move to the Caribbean and start teaching water aerobics.
I sent it to you.
To tipsy tourists. Listen.
I sent that to you.
Would you do that with me?
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
The kids would be happy to move.
Yo, let's just go. F this.
We have husbands.
First off.
Husbands that would be like, I don't want to go.
First off, my blasted husband, we went to Dublin and 2 days later, he's sending me job posts in Dublin. Sir, we came here for vacation. We did not come here job hunting. And he still sends me houses in Dublin for sale. I have a business in America.
Right. I'm not. I mean, although it's tempting, I'm not dropping everything to do that.
No. I think my partner would kill me. She'd be like, bitch, where you going?
Right.
Bitch, I don't know.
We started from the bottom. Now we here. Come on.
Literally started from the bottom. Literally.
Not the bottom. We started from the grass.
From the grass with no building, no brick and mortar.
Oh, I love this for you guys.
The struggle.
The glow up.
It is literally a glow up.
The glow up.
But yes, I would love.
I can understand why women who have had no success in
corporate America,
relationships,
they keep us down.
No, in relationships, end up just, you know, living with the best friend and raising their kids. I completely understand that.
They become the aunties.
I get it. I get it why women, you know, they pair up and they help and they pair and support each other. I'm all for it.
Because it again comes to that battery, right? The person that they pair up with.
Yep.
You don't drain me.
Nope.
You fill me up.
Right. And you support me. Right.
In all of my craziness.
You got some crazy. We haven't even tapped into all of it.
What do you mean?
I still got crazy behind me.
Do I still have crazy?
Yes, you do.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure you have some craziness I haven't seen yet.
I don't have any crazy. I think I'm crazied out at this point. Don't believe me.
I don't.
I want to say, like, no one believes me now because no. I feel the judgment through the screen. I just want you to know as I'm looking, I feel it. And then I feel the judgment over here.
Mm-hmm. I'm crazied out.
I've shown all the crazies.
Okay. What do you say?
Whatever.
You want to hold your hand? You took a deep breath. And I was all up on the mic on that one.
I can't wait to hear that. It's going to be beautiful.
You want to edit this one?
No. Yes. The joy, because you have pure joy in that. It was from the soul. It was genuine, and I loved it.
Yeah. All right.
We'll talk to you later, Wispy.
Well, maybe we should do the outro with the girlfriend's theme song. Only like 30 seconds of it. My girlfriend. Not us singing, though, like the actual audio track.
I'm going to put it over our voices. It sounds like we're in sync. Okay, thank you.
See you next time.
Hey, Wispies. Thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@winewhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies.